Sabres forward Evander Kane first caught the attention of Buffalo police in late December when a woman who reportedly stayed with him in a downtown Buffalo hotel sought treatment at ECMC. Hospital workers contacted police and investigators followed automatic protocols from there. Acting Erie County District Attorney Michael Flaherty says an investigation that included forensic and toxicological testing determined that no criminal charges are warranted.
As I said before, the investigation was thorough and exhaustive, and I don't want to focus on any one tiny piece of the investigation. That was a part of it, but not the only factor, not the deciding factor. But that was just one part of the investigation.
Flaherty added no criminal complaint was ever filed. Before he addressed the Evander Kane matter, Flaherty offered words to sexual assault victims. The office is there to help and that they should not be afraid to come forward.
If you or someone you love is the victim of a sexual assault, we are here to help you. We collaborate with professionals from all disciplines, social workers, mental health professionals, physicians, investigators, all to help victims of sexual assault navigate the system.
Evander Kane is the second high-profile hockey star to be investigated by the Erie County DA's office within a year. Buffalo native Patrick Kane, a member of the Chicago Blackhawks and no relation to Evander Kane, was accused of rape last summer, but then-DA Frank Sedita opted not to pursue charges. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.